64.0 EDG 01020620260941 Audio. Today, we'll be discussing location. Where to locate rest areas for astronauts on long-duration missions. Here, we'll assume that the ends of the modules have been chosen for emergency evacuation, using equipment like the LEM. The domes, in our view, are already a suitable location for blocking cosmic rays. This assumes, of course, that a sufficient layer of radiation shielding material has already been installed in the half shells. We also believe that proximity to this location is ideal for one of the station's rest areas. Our initial analysis focused on the upper ends of the modules along their length for rest rooms or beds. This will depend. But on what? On the zero level radiation and the health of the occupants. In our view, the beds will be best located near the domes, and also close to an emergency evacuation route in case of a problem. In a previous analysis, we mentioned that, for safety reasons, it would be desirable to have impact-resistant domes in the event of a collision with the station. As a reminder, the domes are the front part of the station during its movement. I, too, would like to cover the entire station with sufficient radiation shielding materials, however, those responsible for launching the station might be putting me in a difficult position by trying to make this decision unilaterally. Yes, zero radiation levels are still being considered for the entire station, and that hasn't changed. According to some research I've done online, in a conventional space station, the astronaut's position has a direct effect on the radiation dose absorbed. In short, it's lower in the center than near the walls. This isn't a criticism. Being in space for 2 weeks cannot be compared to 10 years. The miracle of putting human beings in planetary orbit in an environment where they can live has already been achieved by NASA. The second miracle is now, transporting a crew in a spacecraft, combined with a station capable of orbit. This is possible. One of the design challenges will be maximizing the number of identical parts that can be deployed into orbit, both during and after the SSV's construction. In other words, any repetitive station components that can be installed inside the SSV should be prioritized. The next audio will discuss insulating the windows during a long-duration mission. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of a kidnapping in September 2007. The current date is June 2, 2026.